A prominent Alaska Democrat had an idea that could have shaken up the race for governor. It could have led either Governor Bill Walker or former U.S. Senator Mark Begich to drop out of the race. Begich supports the idea, but Walker rejected it. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman spoke with the campaigns.
4 years ago, independent candidate Bill Walker joined forces with Democrat Byron Mallott, shrinking a three-way race down to two major candidates. Walker then defeated incumbent Sean Parnell. Hollis French dropped out as Mallott's running mate to allow that to happen. Now French has a new proposal.
Well, I think there's a lot of what I would call anxiety in the center and the left of the political spectrum in Alaska.
To eliminate that anxiety, French wants Walker and Begich to agree that one of the two candidates could drop out. That decision would be based on a measurement of which one is the stronger candidate. French says the candidates could decide how to do that, but he says if three different polls find that one candidate is polling worse than the other, the lower polling candidate would commit to dropping out.
You know, I got a yes from Mark Begich, and I guess I would characterize it as a no from the Walker campaign.
Under French's proposal, both candidates would stay in the race if the polling was mixed. French supports Begich, but he said he'd vote for Walker if it was between Walker and either of the leading Republican candidates, Mike Dunleavy and Mead Treadwell. Begich says it took a couple of days to think about the idea.
You know, I don't want people to get the misunderstanding that I don't believe I can win. I believe I'm going to be, you know, in a three-way race. I have a great shot of winning it straight out, and I wanted to make that very clear to Hollis, but I was happy for the greater good to consider the idea that he laid on the table.
Begich says he hoped Walker would agree to the proposal.
I was hoping that he would consider it, but it's a determination he needs to make, just as he decided not to run in the Democratic primary after committing to it. He decided to switch and create the three-way race, which I think is what's caused a lot of the dilemma here.
Begich says he decided to run after concluding that he could win either a two-way race or a three-way race. But he also says he was concerned about Walker's ability to win a two-way race. The AFL-CIO commissioned a poll in late June. It found Dunleavy would win a three-way race, with Walker and Begich tied for second, but that both Walker and Begich were ahead of Dunleavy in a two-way race. Walker campaign manager John Henry Heckendorn says the governor will convince Alaskans that he's made necessary decisions.
First, I want to be absolutely clear. Mark Begich knew that if he got into the race, Bill Walker was going to run against him in the general, not in the Democratic primary. Walker was interested in a race for who had the strongest vision for Alaska's future, not a competition for who was the best Democrat between him and Mark Begich. And Mark Begich knew that.
Heckendorn says Walker wasn't the candidate who created the three-way race.
The governor filed in August of last year. Mark Begich filed a half hour before the filing deadline. He absolutely had control over whether or not to put Alaskans in that position.
September 4th is the deadline for candidates to remove their names from the general election ballot. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Anchorage Daily News columnist Charles Woolforth originally reported French's proposal.